There should be. Sorry, that was not smooth as all. That was not smooth at all. I
that
just kind of turned it off.
Smooth as bowls.
Yeah, I'm sorry for that. Hey, but hey, if you like anime and you like...
I'm going to transition there.
To this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Bro, they're going really... They're doing a lot over there.
Big freaking fan of those peeps. They
the
do
people
a great
next
job.
Door.
Yeah.
Oh,
Spy Next Door. Do you remember that Jackie Chan movie?
Yes, bro. Don't you think it's so funny that, like, all his roles ever, like, all have to do with, like, his, like, martial arts skills?
I don't think it's funny. I think it's admirable.
I think it's a little funny.
I think it's really cool. Like...
Like, the typecast of all typecasts. The king of all typecasts.
Well, I would imagine if I was that cracked at martial arts, I'd make it my... It's kind of like... Did you just say he was typecasted? This is his life's work.
He's typecasted. He's being typecasted as a martial arts guy because he just knows martial arts.
Wait, this
what does
is,
he do? Taekwondo or what is it?
No, I do not believe he does Taekwondo. Okay, this is my impersonation of Jackie Chan if he was a UMD college radio student. Hi, you're listening to WMUC Digital College Fart.
That was a good one.
Thanks.
Nice transition.
Thanks,
oh,
bro.
Also, we were talking about this, about how, like, this is literally the, like, one out of maybe, I don't know how many episodes we had, 10 times that we have been together doing this at the same time, just
at
us.
At the same damn time.
At the same damn time. Yeah, two bad bitches
at the same damn time.
Hey! Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's that as well.
Yeah, it's true, it's true. But it's like, you know, I think what you have to understand about Glock and Rari LLC is we are for the community. We are for opening the doors of this here door over here that has all the stickers on the wall.
The door.
Like, come in, come all. And then we remember, oh, hey, this is our show too.
It's fun to just have friends on, bro.
It's
fun. Because then you get to...
Ain't it fun, Paramore? Ain't it fun?
Ain't it fun? Ain't it fun?
Now you're one of us.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so do you want to break down today's episode for us?
Yeah. And then I break down. And then I go...
And then do a little break dance. Oh, yeah, that would have been funny.
TBH, can I be honest and transparent with the sweet listeners and yourself?
Yeah, go ahead.
A little low energy today.
Hey, me too. I was just telling you before this, but you were a little busy.
Sorry, bro.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I've just been feeling really weird today. Mm. That's all I was going to say. So I'm also feeling low energy because my health is on the decline.
Yo, that's my slime. That's my slime disease.
Oh.
Whoa. Me, when I'm Miles Morales and I'm going through the dimensions and I'm like, whoa. Ooh, that was really cool. That was really cool.
Sorry if that sounded scary.
I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not either, to be honest.
TBH.
Well, okay, so yeah, break down the episode for us.
Okay. So, guys, picture this. You are listening to Glock and Rory.
Oh, can you hear me?
Wait, say it again.
Hello? I can't hear myself.
I can't hear you that well.
When I'm with you.
Wait, there you are. You're back.
There we go.
That's weird.
Who is trying
What's
to silence
on?
Black women on air?
Speak louder.
Or forever hold your peace.
Speak very loud. Speak like this. Almost.
That's how I answered the phone the other day.
Almost eat the mic. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like.
For the audio listeners, something crazy is happening in the studio right now. But hey, I won't disclose because I signed an NDA when I signed my soul to this godforsaken company. My God.
You need to speak louder than what's happening behind us.
Okay, hello.
That was
the
good.
The other day, I answered a verse.
Should we watch this anime on live?
Wait, Loki, yeah, what's that? Wait, why is that like the... Wait, you know the one below it? Wait,
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Wait, Loki, play that one.
What is this? Wait. This looks gay.
Okay. Is that
Jujutsu Kaisen season 2.
Let's see.
Opening full. Okay, guys, are you ready? This could be big.
You gonna press play for us?
Oh, wait, hold on.
Are we gonna have to log this in?
You know what this reminds me of?
What?
No, I can't even say it.
No,
no, you know what? I will say it. Reminds me of those K-pop
movies. I was just gonna say that. That's why I said to click it. I was like, whoa. Wait.
If you're not familiar, well, what we're seeing is like, if you've ever seen those K-pop lyric videos where they have like each member and then like each member is a different color and then when their part comes up, it's like
I don't even know. And then Jin from BTS would be featured twice, maybe. He'd have like two features in one song. You'd only see him like twice. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. They don't like him. They don't like his old
ageism.
Ass.
Ageism.
Yeah. It's true.
Wait, when you're after that, wait, do we honestly, do we have to log this in?
I have no idea.
I feel like we very much do.
Really?
Yes.
Well, it's not even like really playing like that.
What are you talking about? It's fully playing. Can you please log this in before the FCC comes and breaks down the door like a SWAT team?
How do you even?
Okay. Opening full. Just say opening full. Jujutsu Kaisen season. Wait, can you cue Hunter x Hunter? I saw Departure in the.
Whoa, wait, no, that's one we need to actually.
Wait,
okay. Does it matter if we played 1 minute of this? No. Where did it go? There it is.
You guys are gonna want to hear this. It's the last episode. I don't give a gap. Let's just do it. Whatever.
You guys are gonna want to hear this one, okay?
Hey, you're gonna want to hear. You're gonna want to hear this.
Oh, this one's a good one.
That is a good one. Wait, stop.
Okay,
I have to. Should we rewatch Hunter this summer?
We should, guys. Rewatch Hunter, and then we can do it at the same time.
Bro.
Who cares, bro, for the last episode?
Do you remember that one episode where, like, we're just gonna do, like, nothing? We're gonna make all the rules possible?
This is the episode.
Yeah.
We're not gonna log shit. Try to get us, bro. Try to come for us.
Yeah.
You'll see what happens.
Our PSA is gonna be, like, us going.
We'll sing the PSA for you.
Oh, I thought this was the season one where it's like, you can fly away.
Guys, this is lit.
Wait,
how will they know?
Bro, there's death note opening. Wait.
Oh, sorry.
Alright, do something else on board.
Which one do you want to hear?
Also, shout out to Chris, who had this show before us. They used to recommend it books like this because of this.
Literally, we came in and I was like looking at the screen and it was literally this anime. And I was like, hello, what are they playing?
Metal.
Loki, the anime that they were playing it from, I've seen on Twitter a little and I feel like it's a alt-right dog whistle anime.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
So there's that as well.
For sure.
So that's a little. Yeah. Anyway,
Wait, scroll down a little. I'm trying to get something. Wait, hold. Sorry.
Wait, let me play you my favorite Naruto.
Your favorite what? I hope you can hear me.
My favorite Naruto opening.
Wait, play it for me.
Hold on. I don't even remember the name. Is that crazy?
Wait, you wanna do it on like a different
phone? Thank you. Sorry, I can't be without my phone, guys.
No, it's
really
understand.
Like it makes me anxious. Like I can't even.
Is it like a side effect of the slime disease?
With him. Don't talk about the slime disease.
No, I got slime disease too because you're my slime.
Hey!
Don't try to profit off of my illness.
Profit? We make $0 and 0 cents. Wait, but if you guys... Wait. This episode has been sponsored by the official Block and Rari merch. Buy it now.
It's only a million...
Zandillion quadrillion dollars. Can I say that?
Yeah,
look here. We're hitting everything we're not supposed to do. This is the most awesome episode ever. I low-key had no energy, but the fact that we're doing all of this, like, is making me excited. We're living on the edge.
Guys, I don't know which one it is, and so we're just gonna play it.
Okay.
See if it happens.
Ooh, we should play Kung Fu Panda.
Bro.
Kai's
trust
opening?
Me? Yeah, the arrival of Kai?
Well, yes.
Yeah, we should play that. Oh, it is this one. Dude, I love this
I
one.
I know this one.
This one's fire. Guys, listen. Listen.
I look like we should be vlogging like this on Spinathon.
Okay. Wait, give us 1 second. Just listen to this and give us 1 second. So,
hello?
Oh,
okay, yeah.
Wait, are we on? Are we live? Are we live right now? Sorry, guys.
Yes.
I'm really sorry for that. That was probably really bad and cringe.
What was bad and cringe? The song?
How could
you say that? It's not your own art, so you're not allowed to do that, TBH. It was beautiful.
I mean, playing anime openings.
So,
do you think they'll get us for that?
Who's they?
Do you think they'll cancel us?
Who?
No, I mean the people.
The sweet listeners?
Yeah.
I'd like to see them try, actually.
We're gonna get canceled.
Gen Z is trying to cancel us. The sweet listener is trying to cancel us. But yeah,
sometimes
I hope
you just
every
gotta do
pony
it.
Has had a sweet, lovely little day. It's been interesting. The weather has been interesting. Would you agree, Bart?
I would agree. It hasn't been any which way, and it hasn't been any which way. Let me speak into the mic. It hasn't been any which way, and it can't make up its mind. Much like us. Isn't that just a metaphor for life? Don't you think?
The hell are you talking about?
Huh? Right, okay. So, enough of you on the mic.
What is this?
What is what? Just kidding. I don't want the sweet listeners to think that I'm a bad co-host. I am very sweet and kind to Abrar for the hour that we have to be on it.
Oh, yeah. I can agree with that. Just for that hour. Just for that hour.
Because that's how much I'm being paid for, so.
It's true. Honestly, I can't even complain because I only pay her that amount.
Yeah, what is it, 80-20?
Yeah, 80-20 split.
Crazy remember ratio.
Remember it.
Hey, remember, it's going to be on the exam next week.
Oh, exam. Wait, actually, why
don't
I do
even
that
talk
myself?
About that stuff.
Oh, my God. I almost, like, induced myself like a panic attack. Like,
I can't think of school right now.
Why can't I freaking find this song? You know what?
Maybe it wasn't meant to be found. Maybe some things are better left.
I'm not
going to
freaking put it on the stupid
Spinatron. Okay, then don't do it. It's okay. Don't stress yourself out. This is supposed to be for fun. We're not supposed to be, you know.
What do you mean? We're not supposed to be what?
This show is just for fun. Money for fun.
No,
like,
it's not for fun. What? Is this? That's how you've been taking it this whole time?
It's for fun.
I've been taking it seriously, putting my life's
if
work
it's
on
so
the
serious,
line.
Buy my damn
I
song.
Haven't freaking talked to my kids in months. Nor have I seen my wife because
that
I'm devoting
like
all my life
issue.
Time.
You know, it's
into
actually
this
interesting because a few days ago you were speaking quite ill of your woman, so I actually don't know what
if you're you even were the me. If you know, you know.
And hey, I know, so I'll say it and I'll blab your there was words said and, you know, things uttered that actually I don't think is within the confines of the FCC guidelines of like speaking of
really
speaking. Yeah
really you
yeah,
would go as actually, far as to say that
I would go even further.
Okay, well I heard some guy named Kelsey also wasn't, you know, talking very
and you know what,
very
that's not your business,
very
you're
right-minded
van
about
the
women
whole, van munch building the whole day, but you don't know shit about minding your own business. right
what the hell.
Right.
Wow.
Sorry, can I apologize?
No.
I'm sorry.
We need to leave the show.
Hey, good thing it's the last episode. Huh? I never
yeah,
have to
you're
see
right.
Your face
hey,
again.
Give me five.
give me. Oh, callback.
Yeah, that was an old bit,
keep
wasn't
looking
it?
Looking behind.
Sorry, I'm just scared. can I not okay. be scared of the
no,
world?
No, you're making me scared because my back is facing the window and so I think the killer is going to come.
The killer? Annie Jones.
Annie Jones?
Jones is the killer.
Oh, this is true. Wait,
found
actually,
that out
how's
this
your
weekend.
Weekend? How's your weekend?
How was yours? Actually, we spent the whole weekend together, guys. Not in that kind of way. We just spent
Who
the whole weekend.
Who said in what way? Who, what, where, when, why, how?
Not in the way you're thinking.
Who was thinking anything? That's
we've
why we
had
got allegations,
some,
bro.
We've had our fair share of allegations. I'm just trying to cut them short. Like, I'm trying to be proactive about it, okay?
Proactive
get in front
activity,
of it. Trying to
Jamie
get in front
Curtis,
of it.
Yogurt video. Yogurt.
Don't call us gay. We're not gay. Stop calling us gay.
You know what was
Stop
the first
saying
allegation?
That we're gay.
Okay, the first allegation was in D.C.
This is true. And I feel like we did talk about that one time.
Oh, in the episode?
I feel like we probably did.
I feel like we've had to.
Yeah, the episode that we came back for spring semester, I'm sure that
oh,
we did talk about that.
Perhaps,
the man.
Perhaps. Wait, did that happen during winter break?
Yeah.
Oh.
The man who came up to us and was
the
like,
man.
So who's the boyfriend?
I think, and then they were like, he was like, I think it's the.
He profiled me. He's like, I think it's the one on the right. Me being on the right and me looking the way I look.
Boy.
Whatever, man.
No, it's you look boy-ful.
I can be masculine and not be the boyfriend. Hello. Did you ever take a class on gender and sexuality? Did you ever read a book on gender and sexuality?
Did you ever take a class at Susquehanna Hall? Because that's where I took my WGSS class.
Oh, that's not where I took mine.
Where'd you... Okay, Taws. So...
Toe.
Town of Easton.
Oh, you're right. We went to Easton this weekend. Let's just not beat around the bush anymore. I know we do this thing where we always talk about something and then never talk about it, actually.
Around the bush, guys, right? Because, you know, they, you know... are just not a good person, and they would just beat a bush down. But not me. I speak for the bush. I
You speak for the bush?
No, I was trying to do like a Lorax thing.
That did not.
I don't think people should be. Beating around the bush and hitting the hay. What is this? Why are people so abusive and not nice?
Wow, this feels like a euphemism towards something, but I'm not gonna say what. And.
Can we just talk about our weekend or something? Stop looking behind.
I'm sorry.
It's scary. Do you need your medicine?
Oh my god.
This weekend, Bar was Marceline. Are you familiar of the Adventure Time variety? It's basically when you have to be under an umbrella because you cannot face the sun because something bad will happen, i.e. medically.
Yeah, I was Marceline the Vampire Queen. We went to the beach. Guys, okay, let's not beat around the bush, actually. But no bushes... No, okay, so like...
No bushes were harmed in the making of this podcast.
But actually, because I know we happen to always start talking about something and like say the beginning of it, but never get into it because we always get distracted.
Yeah, it's true.
But essentially, like this weekend, we did go to the beach. We went to Rehoboth Beach.
Sorry, I'm laughing because it sounds like there's someone has you at gunpoint if you don't say the sentence. We went to Rehoboth Beach. We went to the beach.
I'm acting real paranoid today for some
reason. Shout out Ankak and Hannah. They love Blade, don't they? And Cardi and Future and all.
Blade is so...
Music. What's up with that, guys?
Can we talk about how Blade looks so freaking old and grimy? Can I say that about him?
Yeah.
He looks like that.
I guess free speech, I think.
There was this one image of him that, like, I don't know where it is or how I saw it, but it popped up and I genuinely got scared because I was like, who the hell is that? What did he turn into? He's a little gremlin. He's a little monster. And how did that happen? I don't know. And that's my 2 cents on him.
2 cents? At least you have anything. I don't get anything from this podcast. Guys, I feel like the last few minutes of this podcast, this whole episode so far has been really, really wild and crazy, and I feel like we've just been speaking, and I'm now realizing there are people listening.
What do you mean?
I just remember that, like, we do this to an audience, and we're just not hanging out.
Oh, really? Let's even check if there is an audience.
Let's ask the audience. Hey, audience!
Hello, audience.
Hello.
Hey, guys. So there are people listening.
This is true.
Yeah, it is.
Should we do our notes app apology?
Yeah.
Wait, let me get
it. Do you have it pulled up?
Yeah. 1 second.
Just pull it up real quick.
Okay.
So since this is the last episode, we wanted to kind of, like, just in all seriousness, address you guys personally.
We want to address the elephant in the room.
And address the elephant in the room that we've been ignoring for, like, weeks on end.
It's true. Do you want to go first? Because my phone's loading.
Oh, okay, yeah. Let me just pull up my notes. Sorry. I wrote some stuff down.
That's okay. It's just... I feel like my throat's going to swell up. Like, I just feel like... Why are you laughing? This is really serious. Our livelihood is
on the line. No, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. Okay, well... And, yeah. Speaking of I'm sorrys... I just wanted to get in and say,
good transition. sorry. good transition.
Like, on behalf of me and Wade, and, you know, like, the whole Glock and Rari enterprise, we just want to, like, formally apologize to everyone, you know, that has ever listened to us, that has ever, you know, taken the time to... like, you know, really hear what we have to say. We just want to apologize to the community. We know we've let you guys down, and like, we know we've like probably offended a whole lot of you, and we're just really sorry, you know?
Yeah, we're really sorry. Like, on the topic of, like, you know, just saying absolute abysmal things, like, that was our intention, and we're just like, we have to kind of like pivot because like we made a lot of people mad.
No, say it louder. I feel like they can't really hear you.
I'm sorry. Yeah. There's just so many sorries I have to dish out. Oh, my God.
And we just want to say sorry, and even more sorry for what's about to come.
And you know what? I'm sorry that you feel that way.
On some real stuff, we apologize in advance for what's about to come. We got big things planned for 2025 and for the rest of our lives. And you guys are in for a treat or a trick.
Yeah.
Depending on what kind of person you are, I guess.
This is all a rollout for something big and we don't want to talk about it. But essentially, guys, this is the last guac.
Me at Chipotle, can I get guac and Rari?
Guac and Rari episode of the semester. But hey, does that mean you won't ever see us again or hear from us again?
Probably.
Probably, yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, just keep notifications on our Instagram, you know, like...
Turn that bell on.
Turn that bell on. Make sure you get, like, the premium... Like, turn your notifications on so the banners come up on your phone so you really can't, like, ever miss out on whatever we post because we know it's that important to you. And
we know you got some money and you guys are greedy. So just, hey, subscribe to the Patreon, guys. We're going to...
Send us those $5.
Please. We're trying to get a burger from the coffee shop.
We're really hungry and we want to get dinner after this. Send us those $5. Just do it. You know you want to. You know you can.
I'm not laughing.
This is actually, you know, like, I'm being serious. I'm laughing because I'm money.
Like, I can't believe this is like the reality we live in where like people aren't sending us money. Like, it's crazy.
It's actually wild. Like, I don't know how you guys are listening and you want to, like, just like, really, we should be getting the apology. You know,
right. Okay, so we're gonna have DMs open.
If you guys just want to send us, like, a little, like, I'm sorry for what we've done to you, that would be great. Like, I feel like we deserve the apology in this situation.
Honestly, yeah. Do you know how much we've done for you guys?
Do you even understand how much time, effort, and, like, time of my life that I have spent trying to make you guys happy? My whole life. My whole life. All I do is work.
Right, so all you do is work. All you do is work.
And all I get back is that fucking face on your face.
Yeah, I am your mother. I am your mother.
So, yeah.
You know what? I'm glad your head got chopped off by the car.
just send us those apologies right now, please. Thank you.
Thank you. We're waiting. We have our ringer on.
Yeah.
So, what's really interesting, actually, we're reaching the halfway mark of the episode.
That's crazy. How have we been talking for, actually, the whole time?
I don't know. You tell me.
Sometimes, like, it's just crazy. We subject people to, like, hearing us talk for,
we
like,
don't subject
nonstop.
People to nothing. Here's what... You know what? Been getting a lot of people saying, oh, like, Glockenray this, Glockenray that. Just log off. Get off your phone. Get off your internet. You're subjecting yourself to this.
If you don't like it, leave.
Hashtag
leave.
If you're not a part of...
Wait, we're being really mean to them. I'm sorry, guys. Actually, I love you. I don't want to be mean anymore. I hate this bit. Can we stop? I hate this bit. I'm scared. Everyone is scaring me.
You're scared?
All these people are scaring me, guys. I feel like somebody's going to come
hand.
In.
It's okay.
And like, tell me that something that they, like, caught me doing red-handed.
Red herring. Do you know that? Literary device? I'm sorry. Yeah, we're actually, guys, this is just a little bit we like to call, so welcome to the segment of the episode where we actually start the actual episode. Everything else was not real. None of that happened. Wait, what are you talking about?
What?
What
do you mean?
Hey, you're listening to WMC Digital College Park. This is Glock and Rari. Thanks for listening in at the beginning of this episode, which is starting right now.
We're so sorry for being... Okay, now we have to actually make a real apology.
Wait,
we're
okay.
So sorry for being mean.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Please forgive us, and please don't hate us or log off. We love you.
Is this my turn now?
Yeah, go ahead, add something.
Retweet.
You're not allowed to do that.
Okay.
You're just stealing
quote
my
tweet.
Work.
Quote tweet, yeah.
You can't interact with a conversation like it's Twitter, bro. Like, actually.
Nicole Kidman again.
Reply with Nicole Kidman. Wait, reply with Olivia Wilde nodding.
Reply with Mark Ruffalo, fist in the air. We can't just simulate Twitter. Like, that actually that can't happen right now.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, now I have two sorries to dish out. My God. Y'all are greedy. Okay, wait, sorry. Now I have three. Oh, my God. Okay, so first apology. I'm really sorry for being mean to you, sweet listeners. They actually love you ponies a lot. And that's all I have to say for the first apology. My second apology would have to be for... What else did I do? I don't really remember. Wait, can I do a blanket state apology?
Oh, so you don't even remember what you did. Go ahead.
It's because,
No, yeah.
It's because, like,
the blanket statement is fine. As long as it's general enough so that you don't have to acknowledge what you did, it's fine.
Exactly. And blanket statement, like, I'm giving the sweet listeners a blanket and I'm making sure they're cozy and, you know. I'll tuck you guys in. Here, look. Doop, 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 doop. I tucked you guys in with the blanket statement. Sorry.
Okay,
so... What's crazy is we have a theme for today.
Yes, we do, actually. Wait, okay, let's actually talk about what's going on today.
What's going on?
Today's the last episode.
What's going on?
It's been already half the episode. Actually, we're almost done.
Bye.
But essentially, we wanted to circle back to, like, why we even created this show in the first place, and that was to, like, let you guys hear music from our culture. It wasn't just as simple as that, but listen, man, we have a lot of assignments and stuff to do, so you're just gonna
have
to deal with...
Please don't remind me, actually.
You're gonna have to deal with the generalness of just music from our countries, okay?
I can give a TLDR, just for, like, new listeners, actually. So, essentially, Glockenrari was created, due to us being, you know, sort of, like, disconnected children of the diaspora, being, like, very, very... involved with, like, certain genres we've, like, picked up environmentally as opposed to, like, culturally. So, like, me and Abra are of African descent. We got
North Africa representation.
Well, yes, and we have East Africa representation. And, yeah, we made Glockenrari sort of to, like, highlight and celebrate not only the differences but the similarities between the music that we, like, grew up on and the music we listen to now, because you don't see a lot of that in, like, sort of, like, our own cultural music. Like, there's not a lot of, like, all, like, EDM, like, hyperpop, like, those weird little genres that we found ourselves tapped into. And I think we also spoke about, like, having to, like, quote unquote, like, catch up on music. Being raised, like, mm-hmm. with, like, different musicalities in our households. So, yeah, sort of an amalgamation of all of that. And I think today is going to highlight just music from our cultures, and we can sing and talk and dance and celebrate ourselves and celebrate how far we've come as Glockenrari.
That was freaking beautiful, Wade. That was, like, actually one of the best TLDRs I've ever heard in my life. That was a really good TLDR.
Reply. And thank you. Heart emoji.
You're welcome, man.
Do you need my finger for the computer?
Yeah, I need your finger.
For the computer? I can unlock. Is it working? There we go.
Finger tap to get into the computer. Did you know about that?
Have you ponies ever heard about that? I think there was a recall on my laptop, TBH. When I first got it, I could skip ads.
So what do you mean?
Did I ever show you that? I feel like I did. Like, I fully could, like, do you see how, like, I have, like, a touch bar?
Mm-hmm.
I fully could just skip ads.
On what?
On any sort of, like, browser or anything. That's especially crazy. For YouTube. Like, I could just skip the ads. And then, I don't know if there was a recall on the laptop specifically, but I think they stopped making this model. But I could be entirely wrong, but... I was just remembering that because I was thinking of key functions of this laptop.
That's insane. And low-key, a feature I need and want in my
hashtag
life.
Hashtag need.
And do you want to tell us what the first song is going
to
be?
Yes, I would love to. Okay, so, hey, if you're Habesha, you already know what Feta Feta is. But it's a really high-energy song. We love to get down to, played at a lot of marahas. And overall, just, like, I feel... a statement musical piece within Ethiopian musics. Yeah. I don't have much to say on it. Like, low-key, do y'all just want to figure out what it is? Dance and yeah, I think they should dance and jive to it themselves. So, yeah.
Okay. And yes, I think a yes to that, so.
And then wait, what's the next song?
Let's front sell this.
Well, yes.
So next is Masr, MSR though, spelled MSR, by Ilmund. And this is a song that I found quite recently due to some friends. And it's like some, it's not like traditional music I grew up with, mm-hmm. traditional Arabic music I grew up with. It's more, it's like a modern take on, I don't even know. I feel like when I hear it, it reminds me of like some kind of like the cloud rap genre, mm-hmm. but like Arabic version. So
wait, that's interesting.
It's a song I like and I'm excited to show you. So
yay.
Let me just, you know, play this for you guys and hopefully you enjoy just as much as we do. Mm-hmm.
تاني عارف كل حاجة بس تبسن ساعت انا فيكو زي لابس تيجن زينا في بيج ويبس بيج نام زينا في زولي اكبر في السن في القاهرة في الضربة تيجي في سبعة ارمي الكلمة قدرة ومش راجع تيجي الفرصة مسمرة واسمعها مصر صوتها في الزرفة بلمعها يا حبيبي ويا جميلة عشان ابقى حقيقة متعويرة انا صاحبي دراعي في مصيبة ماشي على الجري بنزينة انا جيت مختار الصعب شايان وبقيت بشتري صبع ولا عينت الكسر او اشوف الضعف بابا كينجو في كايرو كولومبا بص انا شيء شيت اما بيت كلامك في جروبك مش هشلني من على الحيط والحريم بتاعتك عندي بكره هتفهمني تقعد تقطع في نفسك وانا بقطع في المندي عايز الصيني والاصلي الافرنجي والمصري عايز كل راجل ناجح هنا يتربصلي عايز كل يطمع في الفلوس اللي في محفظتي وانا كله في ايدي ومش هتمشي الا بشرطي حط اسمي هنا لو مش اسمي هنا نفسي تمشي كده يبقى هي تمشي كده ماسك العصفوره وقتك يلا نكت كتابه والرابرز يكيدوا مني عشان نجم الشاشه نجم الشباك يا مهيب نزلت البومي بعمل ويفا بيه هيقلدوني والناس مش هتقول ريسبكت مفيش عشان في تهديد عارف كل حاجة بس بالسن صوت انا فيكو زي لابس تيجن زينا في بيج ويبس بيج نم زينا في سولي اكبر في السن في القاهرة في الضربة تيجي في سبعة ارمي الكلمة قدرة ومش راجع تيجي الفرصة مسمرة واسمعها مصر صوتها في الزرفة بلمعها يا حبيبي ويا جميلة عشان ابقى حقيقي كان تعويرة انا صاحبي دراعي في مصيبة ماشي على الجري بنزينة انا جيت مختار السقا شقيان وبقيت بشتري سباق ولا عينت الكسرة واشوف الضعف بابا كينجو في كايرو كولومبا
What did you guys think of those last two songs? What did you guys think of those last two songs? Ya Habibi wa Ya Gamila. Ya Habibi wa Ya Gamila.
Ya Habibi Ya Gamila. Wait, I have to charge my phone. I'm on 15%. My phone works harder than me some days, TBH.
Real. Yeah, we realize we don't have a lot of time left in the episode, and we have a lot of songs, so, you know, our fault for talking for 30 minutes straight, but we do want to share those with you. So,
this is the part I talk. Okay. We're going to just highlight them on this on the Instagram story, and you guys can listen in, because we made a whole playlist, and... Wouldn't it be such a shame if we did all of this for you and you didn't even listen to it? Wouldn't it be such a shame? Just kidding. I don't mean to guilt trip. I don't know why we're speaking to the sweet listeners like this today. What's going on?
I know. There's something about the bitterness of the world that's turning us bitter.
Oh. No. We're not bitter. Don't worry. We are just products of our environment.
Oh, that's sad.
I'm kidding. Guys. When I tell you this was all a bit, and we high-key love y'all ASF. Do we say that? We love you.
I love each and every one of you. Mm-hmm. I know who you are. I know where you're from. Yeah, and I know where you are at this exact moment right now.
Look behind you.
And I love you.
And I love you.
And I miss you.
Baby,
I don't know why my voice is so crackly today, bro.
You want Moya?
Oh, yeah, that would be good. My water bottle's on the side of my... Oh.
And Moya?
Andy Moy. Moy, bro.
In Tigrinya, we say Mai. But guess what?
We say Maya.
Yeah.
Maya, and then the... Is it the Shamis or Khadiji? I don't know which one. They say Moy.
Moy? I think that's... I actually don't know. Shibidik? Isn't that Shami?
Shibidik. What the hell?
It sounds like the mic is off, but it's just a bra. Oh, you know, it could be
If
we had an episode in which we spoke our mother tongue,
that could be big. And we just tried we tried to communicate each other, communicate with each other.
Yeah.
Back and forth, but I don't understand Tigranian, so.
Okay, wait. Okay.
But you know what I'm gonna do to study for that episode?
What are you doing?
Is learn. And then I'll be ready.
Learn Tigranian. This could be awesome.
But you can only say Duolingo level phrases, so that
Tigranian is not on Duolingo.
Okay, but I'm giving you like a, it's kind of like compare the Duolingo level, and then like only say Duolingo like, level stuff.
I am a woman.
Mujer.
Mujer. Mujer. What is it called? How would you say?
Or like, I'm gonna go to the airport. Or like, where's my suitcase? Donde está mi biblia? I mean,
hello.
Donde está?
Also, I've been fiddling with maleta. The mic. What is this called?
La maleta. Wire.
So I'm sorry if that picks up on the mic.
¿Dónde está la maleta?
And Tigrani would be Abe Nate Shanta.
And in Arabic, it would be Finish Shanta, bro.
Yeah, we have Shanta in common. This is
Finish Shanta, Shanta.
Shanta.
Wait, Shanta is low-key like...
Universal?
No. I was about to say like Shanta... I don't know if that's the word for suitcase, but...
Oh, like bag.
It's like bag?
Yeah. I feel like we'd just say shanta for that, too.
I feel like, too, because I have not heard anything else. Maybe I have, but I don't remember.
I don't remember what I do.
I don't remember.
What'd you
shanta.
Say?
Shanta. Guys, if you're not, like, if you don't speak Arabic, okay, we should teach them, we should each teach them a word. And
I think this can make up for us not playing the whole playlist.
Yeah, and so, like, here's the word I'm going to teach you guys. If you really want to say, like,
I already see a do smile you see the cooking. I'm scared.
Wait, I gotta think of the phrase.
When I literally thought like immediately. I was like, oh, they're gonna teach them himar or something.
Worse, bro. I'm searching for something. Oh, if you wanna say something, and you really, really wanna say it, and you should say this whenever you want, in front of everyone, and in front of all your loved ones, and in front of your friends.
Yeah.
And so this is what you're gonna wanna say. You say kos ommek.
Oh, kos ommek. That's the sweetest thing I've ever heard. You should say that in front of everyone.
So repeat it after me. Kos ommek.
Kos ommek. Say it. Like, practice it, guys. Say it with me. Wherever you are, just say it.
Just say it right now, out loud. Kos ommek. Kos ommek. Okay, you got that. Write that down.
If you want a sweeter one, this one is like, oh my god, this is. I think this might be like. My favorite thing to say, you know, to my loved ones. Tuf ala osratik.
Now, repeat after me. Tuf ala osratik. And if you really, you know, you're just like loving someone and you love the way they speak and you want to compliment them, you say, yechreb betak.
Oh my god, that's the nicest thing I think.
Yechreb betak. Okay, let's say it slowly. Yechreb.
I can't even repeat it.
Betak. And now teach us some Tigranian words we can say.
Hadar. Let's see. Bro, actually, like, I feel like my eyes almost popped out of my eye socket while I was laughing right now. Like, genuinely, I did not think that was what you were going to pull out. Oh my god, I almost started crying. Tigranian things to say that are sweet and loving and caring and kind. Low-key, like, why am I, like, are all the ones I'm thinking about in Arabic? Like, genuinely. For some reason.
Well, maybe it's just a fouler language.
No, like, I think it's also just because a lot of my family speaks Arabic as well. So they do...
They do their curse words in Arabic.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard Tigranian curse words?
Trying to think. I feel like... It's more like insults, not really like curse words. Like not really like I'm gonna curse you and your whole family line kind. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If I really think about it, or if I call my mom or dad, maybe.
I feel like also the similarly, I feel like the most hard hitting, like, insults in Arabic are also just phrases that probably translated would sound really weird. Like,
yeah.
Like, one of the, wait, what am I thinking of, bro? When it's like, wait, dude, it's at the tip of my tongue. It's at the tip of my tongue.
I'm really trying to think as well. Why am I can't think of this on the spot for some reason. That's another thing that I was thinking about recently. I feel like over the span of this weekend, because we're talking about, like, you know, familial topics and stuff of that nature, how, like, mentally I sort of, like, not even, like, verbally code switch, but mentally code switch, like, when I'm around, like, family members, like, I think differently, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. Like, if I was, like, put in a room with, like, my cousins and stuff, like, I'd immediately, like, be able to. I don't know. Does that make sense?
No, that does make sense.
Yeah.
I feel like it's, like, the, like, you act a type of way with your family and, like, you, I get it. I get the code switching. Like, you're just, like, in an environment and you can automatically just, like,
yeah,
get into it and be, like, bro, go some mic, bro.
Yeah, like, when we were at Rise Up and, like, I, like, had to take some calls outside, because for some reason, like, a bunch of my family members were calling me, I was talking to my grandpa and, one of my aunts on the phone, and they were just, like, talking to me about stuff, and, like, they were like, oh, like, your Amania is getting better, da da da. And I, like, went back into the Rise Up and I felt like, oh, now I'm thinking English. Like, because they're like, what do you want to order? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It was just like, it was like, it felt like a different world mentally.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's an interesting thing that the brain does, especially for, like, I don't know if my mic is being picked up, but, like,
yeah,
especially for, like, kids who grew up here from immigrant parents and who have that kind of double world. Dual world, dual wielding.
Duolingo.
Well, yes. And so if you have that background, you probably understand what we're referring to.
Also ties in really well with the topic of today's episode. Like,
this is true.
Yeah, like, genuinely, like, sometimes it feels like, I don't know, like, two different versions of myself, like, mentally when I'm, like, I remember when I visited Eritrea, and, like, that version of me, even though I was way younger, so it's not really the version I am of myself right now, but, like, genuinely felt so tapped into, like, my culture, and, like, in that same breath, like, felt like almost a different person. Like, it's just interesting. What, yeah, like, I'll talk to, like, family back home, and I'm, like, people my age, and, like, you know, like, when you, like, talk to people your age who, like, grew up back home and you're like, wow, like, interesting, I feel so far removed from, like, that sort of, like, way of thinking, and I feel so Americanized, and why do I feel guilty for that? But yeah,
I definitely feel that. I feel like back home when I'm, like, talking to my cousins and stuff, it's like they're always gonna see me as an outsider in that sense. And I mean, it's true. I did not grow up there, and I'm not, like, overtly familiar with how they were raised and stuff. So it's, like, true, I am the outsider, but it's like you still have this want and this need almost to reconnect with where you're from, but it's, like, there's always going to be that barrier, I feel like, because we're just different.
True. And different isn't always bad.
It's not always bad. It's just, like, it's an extra layer of difficulty to try and, like, integrate yourself. But I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it could be cool, even.
This is true. I feel like with every level of intersectionality and identity, we bring more and more to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like different perspectives that maybe even
like our family could even benefit from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. And then it becomes an amalgamation of ideas and
mosaic.
Exactly. Mosaic.
Of everything, everyone. You know the thing where like it's like you're in a mosaic of everyone you've ever loved.
Yeah. And exactly that. Becomes a mosaic of ideas and opinions and ways to do things, and you learn and to say things, and you learn from each other, and you benefit from each other, and it's awesome.
We were put on this world with differences to learn and know each other.
Isn't that just a beautiful little sentiment?
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we're going to leave you guys off on.
Yeah. That's the most serious we've ever been in a while, so please give us a round of applause. We deserve it.
And dab me up, boy.
So, don't miss us too much, but hey, there'll definitely be more of us, maybe.
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know.
I don't really know.
I don't really know.
Wait, did we play PSA?
No, we didn't. Wait. That's what, we'll end with that.
Okay, all right.
No one man should have all that culture. You're gonna get the most of FUMD.com. No, we don't have to play it. Just kidding. We still do.
But yeah, it was an honor serving you all. Every Monday.
Genuinely, it's been so fun to come on here and talk. Real. It's been real. It's been real. We love to talk and say things. And thank you guys for sitting here and listening to us do that. And so now we're just going to play a PSA. And we love you dearly and hope you have a good rest of your semester.
Bye, guys. Love you.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA@UMD.com.